Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, welcome to the Alex Jones Show. My name's Mike Adams. I'm the fill-in host. Alex is off today. I'm a frequent contributor to InfoWars and the editor of naturalnews.com. We're going to be covering a host of groundbreaking issues today, all kinds of news breaking this week. And today in particular, we have news about the company called Solyndra, which now has, has been failing. Gee, imagine that, after getting government grant money. Now emails have come out linking the White House to this company in some interesting ways that we'll talk about here. We've got an incredible lineup of guests today, including Dr. Andrew Wakefield, who will be joining us in studio today to discuss new revelations about HPV vaccines possibly being contaminated. This is some breaking news that came out from SaneVax Inc., and Dr. Andrew Wakefield will be commenting on that, as well as the topic of Governor Rick Perry from Texas and how his pushing of a vaccination mandate back in 2007 in the state of Texas has now turned into an attack point on the man. Believe it or not, yeah, the fact that he was pushing vaccines back in 2007 is now coming back to haunt him, as it should. So we will be discussing that here. We've also got some other interesting guests. Going to have superfood advocate David Wolf on in the second hour for a brief section on superfoods that can help protect you against radiation. Yeah, you know, Fukushima isn't over yet. In fact, the latest information showed that it had emitted 168 times the total radiation of Chernobyl, and it's still irradiating the atmosphere. So Fukushima is not over. Radiation is still coming our way, and it could even get worse. There's also the issue of a solar flare that we talked about earlier this week. In fact, I was a guest on Alex Jones' show. I believe it was Tuesday or Wednesday we talked about that issue, and that could also pose a radiation risk. So there's more of that coming up. Also, we've got breaking news on another shutdown of a raw food producer in California, a company that made a non-dairy sorbet product made out of frozen coconut water and coconut meat and organic local fruit. They were shut down by the Department of Agriculture there in California. We don't have the founder of that company on as a guest today. However, we do have inside information on that from Kippy Miller, and that company is called Truly Raw Gourmet. So we'll be breaking that down for you. In addition to that, we have coming up in the bottom of the second hour, James Stewart in his first public interview since being arrested as part of the Rawsum Foods raid. You probably are aware of Rawsum Foods and what happened there, but once again, government agents, armed agents came in, stormed the place, stole the food, poured the raw milk down the drain, took away tens of thousands of dollars in watermelons and mangoes and raw cheese and goat dairy products, and charged three people with felony crimes. Yeah, felony crimes. Well, James Stewart, although he cannot talk about the actual court case or any of those charges because he has had his First Amendment rights stripped away by his release agreement. We'll get into that. But he is going to be able to talk to us about his philosophy on food and some of the other cases involving raw dairy around the country. So we've got also, and then of course in the third hour, Bob Chapman will join us with some updates on the economy, the situation with gold, the coming collapse of the European Union's banking system, and a lot more information in that realm. So we've got a fantastic show lined up for you. Also, we're going to be talking about the NFL, and the NFL has now announced that it wants pat-downs for all the fans who come in. Yep, going to have more pat-downs for you, enhanced pat-downs by the NFL. Stay with us here on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be covering all this and more when we return.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, welcome back, folks, to the Alex Jones Show. Yeah, we're having a good time here talking about freedom and liberty, and we're going to be breaking down some of the issues that are trying to encroach upon our freedoms and our liberties, starting with the NFL, which recently announced that it was going to begin an enhanced pat-down procedure for all NFL fans. Oh, yeah. You want to go watch a football game? Now you got to subject to a bunch of goons at the gate patting you down. This is from the ankles up. The ankles up. I've never heard a pat down really described that way. I think what they mean is from the waist down. At least that's the way the TSA has been running these pat downs. So someone's got to put together a bunch of football jokes about this, about how the pat downs are going to be described in football lingo. I'm not going to go into that here because it might not be appropriate, but someone put that together. Should be a hit on Infowars.com. Send it over to the editors. But here's the deal. All right. There have been some security problems at football games, they say. Well, of course there are. There's always security problems at football games. A few people drink a little too much, get into a fist fight. And, you know, that's not terrorism. That's just people getting a little rambunctious. But now they want to break it down to a whole new level of submitting to these jackbooted thugs who are doing the security searches. Now, what's the point of this? This is not about NFL security. This is not about football stadiums. This is about indoctrinating the public to get used to being patted down more. This is what the TSA has always been about with their roving vans that can conduct searches anywhere and everywhere across the country. You see, we always knew it wasn't just about the airports. It was about indoctrinating you, getting you used to licking their boots, getting you used to the idea that government thugs with badges are going to reach down your pants and feel you up and stare you down and intimidate you and use both verbal and physical intimidation techniques to make sure that you don't step out of line. Well, a lot of people said, I'm not going to fly. Just don't want to fly. I don't want to deal with that. I'm one of those people. In fact, I haven't flown since much of that went into place. So they say, well, you don't want to fly? Ah, but I bet you want to go to football games, don't you? So now we're going to pat you down at the football games too. Well, where else is this going? Well, remember the TSA has already conducted pat downs at a high school dance, if you can believe that. And now we're talking about sporting events. We're talking about high school events. What about shopping malls? This is getting to the point where it's pretty much like the secret police, East German Stasi situation where you have to show your papers everywhere you go and you're subjected to intrusive and completely illegal pat-downs everywhere you go. See, that's the other side of this. This is all outrageously illegal. This is a total violation of your Fourth Amendment rights. You are not a criminal just for showing up at a football game with a ticket in your hand. But now they're going to presume that you're guilty until they can prove that you're innocent with a pat down. There goes the Fourth Amendment yet again. Not like it was about to be recovered. But again, this underscores the importance of why we've got to really fight for, I would say, two things in particular. One is sharing the word about the Alex Jones Show and about InfoWars and PrisonPlanet.com and checking out the new TV broadcasts that are going on each weeknight and supporting the store here and everything that can help this organization succeed. But secondly, supporting Ron Paul. As you know, Ron Paul is the answer to tyranny, which is why the mainstream media is so absolutely terrified of this man. It's why they have to distort the post-debate poll results to make it look like Ron Paul wasn't winning by a landslide in the minds of the public, even though, of course, he is. He is. They have to tell lies and say that he can't win, even though they know he can. He can win if people vote with their hearts and their minds and they vote for what they know is right rather than voting their fears. But Alex Jones has actually called for an NFL boycott. So I don't think he's even had a chance to announce that on the air, but this is an InfoWars report that I'm reading from right here. Alex has called for a boycott of the NFL after the intrusive pat-down searches were announced. This is a big deal. I will let Alex give you more details about that on Monday when he's back. I'm sure he'll have some very interesting thoughts to share on that issue. Now, getting to some other news, where are we? We've got so much to cover here today. There's a man named Greg Caton who was kidnapped, abducted by U.S. authorities in Ecuador. This story broke first in 2009, that he was abducted. And he was, oh man, this is an incredible story. The U.S. State Department had operatives working in Ecuador. They bribed the local police there. They had men with guns intercept Greg Caton in his driveway. They shoved him into a vehicle, drove him to a city called Guayaquil, where they, after a little bit of a hearing, where a local judge said, you got to set him free. He hasn't violated any laws. U.S. State Department officials thrust him onto an American Airlines airplane. He was flown back to Miami, and then he was incarcerated in Louisiana and Texas. He served almost 2 years in federal prison for the so-called crime of selling, quote, unapproved drugs, which were nothing more than plant-based herbal cures for cancer, a topical cure that really works, by the way. It really does cure skin cancer, and I have numerous testimonials on that, even from esteemed scientists, including a former NASA astronaut who has used that product. But the point is, Greg recently got out of prison, all right? He's back in Ecuador as of right now. And that's a whole story by itself of how he got back to Ecuador. Now that he's in Ecuador, he and some of my contacts in Ecuador, because I used to live there, have been able to pull together some documentation. Documentation that now proves that his removal from Ecuador was highly illegal. Now, for those of you watching here on PrisonPlanet.tv, there's a graphic that you'll see. It's the Policía Nacional del Ecuador. It's a migration movement document. This is a recording of where Gregory Caton was at every time in history. In other words, moving in and out of the country of Ecuador. Now, if he had been extradited through any kind of legal process, then this document would have shown that he left the country legally. There would be a line on here that says that he flew out of Guayaquil. Instead, there is no line on this document indicating that he never left Ecuador legally. He was illegally removed by U.S. operatives, criminals working for the FDA, for the State Department, criminals who engaged in an international abduction of a U.S. citizen who was guilty of no crime in Ecuador whatsoever. Now, think about this, folks, and think about the fact that you probably haven't heard this story before because the mainstream media isn't covering this at all. They absolutely refuse to cover it. I think this is one of the biggest stories of the week because it shows the criminality of the U.S. government and the desperation that it is showing in trying to intimidate those who promote natural cancer therapies, especially ones that really work. Now, Greg Caton is hopefully going to be joining us at a future show date here on the Alex Jones Show. I've also interviewed him on Natural News. We're going to have an interview published there. Watch for more stories on Greg Caton. Just know that as of right now, after serving 2 years in prison, he is safe and sound in Ecuador. Now, here's another interesting thing. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration was able to get Gregory Caton listed on Interpol. Yeah, Interpol, red flagged on Interpol. Now, the red flag status is normally reserved for individuals who are international war criminals or mass murderers or mass rapists. I mean, we're talking about serious hardcore criminals. But Greg Caton was listed on there. And they said that he was guilty of drug crimes. What drugs? Herbs? Really? Is that what you're talking about, drug crimes? But it gets even worse. They were also able to get Greg Caton listed on a Parade magazine list of America's most wanted criminals, which featured none other than Osama bin Laden. And just underneath Osama bin Laden, you see the picture of Greg Caton. Right. That's how desperate they are. You can't sell herbs that actually cure cancer in America. Now, we're going to cover a lot of topics other than just health, by the way. We're going to cover politics. We're going to cover freedom, many other issues. But I just wanted to mention that about Greg Caton because you got to know the truth about this story. In fact, just search Greg Caton, C-A-T-O-N, online if you want to get more about this story. Now, Let me fill you in. We've just got a couple minutes left here. Let me fill you in on Kippy Miller and Truly Raw Gourmet. Check out their website at trulyrawgourmet.com. This company was recently intimidated by the California Department of Agriculture, the same people who raided Raw some foods. And it turns out that this company, Truly Raw Gourmet, provides a frozen sorbet dessert to Raw some foods and even to Whole Foods. It's sold at Whole Foods. But the people who conducted the Raw some food raids, in my opinion, are such morons. They thought frozen coconut sorbet was raw dairy. So they raided. Well, it's not really a raid. They showed up at Kippy Miller's house, flashing a badge. They weren't toting guns in this case, all right? So maybe it's not a raid. It was more like, here we are, here's our badge, let us in, we're going to shut you down. And they did shut her down. And when they realized that she wasn't selling raw dairy products, that it was only made out of coconut milk that was frozen, they were just flabbergasted. And they said, well, we're going to come back and give you some surprise raids in the future. Inspections. Let me correct that. Surprise inspections in the future because, and get this, because your product has a, quote, likeness to ice cream. Yeah, it looks a little bit like ice cream. Therefore, you're going to be inspected without notice, just because we hate raw dairy so much in L.A. County, we hate raw goat's milk so much, we hate raw cheese so much in L.A. County, that we're going to inspect you and shut you down just because your product even looks like ice cream. That's how crazy things have become in L.A. County. It's insane, yeah. Well, stay with us here on The Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back with more information about food freedom. And coming up, guest Dr. Andrew Wakefield at the bottom of the hour. I'm Mike Adams here on The Alex Jones Show. Stay with us. All right, welcome back, folks, to The Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Mike Adams, filling in for Alex today. Alex will be joining us, by the way, by phone at the top of the third hour. So he's going to call in and give us some additional comments about the NFL enhanced pat-down searches that have been announced and more details about his boycotting of the NFL. I'm glad he's going to be calling in to talk about that. Now, we've got Dr. Andrew Wakefield joining us in a few minutes here in the studio, but leading up to that, let's get into some of the breaking news about HPV vaccines. Now, going into this, it's incredible. Look, the Alex Jones Show and Natural News both covered this years ago, all right? We were out there talking about how bad this was before it was cool, so to speak, back in 2007. And what's that quote about patriotism? At some point, there's no cost to stand up and speak out. It doesn't take any courage. But the pioneers, it really takes courage to tell the truth, especially in a time of such insanity. But back in 2007, we told the truth. And you heard it right here on The Alex Jones Show and on Infowars.com with articles by Kurt Nimmo and many others, Paul Joseph Watson, etc. You heard the truth. And that truth was that this mandating of HPV vaccines to teenage girls in Texas was a very dangerous ploy. And also, it was an illegal ploy because there was no law passed by the state legislature that would have required such mandatory vaccinations. And yet, Governor Rick Perry said that this is now a law, you got to have your children vaccinated. Meanwhile, girls were suffering side effects and they're just being maimed and harmed. And some people have died in the hours and the days following HPV vaccinations. That's on the record. There's no question about that. The question is, why are they so dangerous? What's really going on? What's really in these vaccines? Now, some fascinating news on that has come out from SaneVax Inc. And maybe you can bring that up for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. SaneVax Inc. has put out news about, well, they tested 13 vials of HPV vaccinations from many different countries across the world, including vials taken from three different states in the United States. And they found, through laboratory testing, they found those vials to be contaminated with the recombinant DNA of two different strains of HPV, that the human papilloma virus, of course, which were attached to the aluminum adjuvants that were found in the vaccines. Now, hold the presses for a minute. This is a whole story right here. No, okay, number one, why is there aluminum in the vaccines? Aluminum is a neurotoxic metal that should never be ingested in the human body, and it most certainly should not be injected into the bloodstream. So that's number one. If you're getting vaccinated, you're getting injected with aluminum and many other things, such as methyl mercury in the thimerosal preservative. But there are other chemical adjuvants in vaccines that are very, very dangerous. But then the second part of the story is that there was recombinant DNA of two different strains of HPV, which don't belong in your blood, by the way. Even someone who is infected with human papilloma virus is not normally carrying this DNA in their blood. And it gets even worse. It was a genetically engineered recombinant DNA of two different strains of HPV that were found attached to the aluminum adjuvant that is then injected into the girls, that is then mandated by Governor Rick Perry, who's now running for president and says he apologizes. Oh, we didn't review that enough, he says. Well, how come he didn't say that in 2007? And now, get this, the scientific community out there, I'm talking about, well, they call themselves scientists. They're really a bunch of quacks, the vaccine pushers, these conventional scientists who quite literally believe that humans have no free will, no consciousness, not even a soul. I'll get into that more. They say, oh, why are you even debating this issue? Vaccines are good for everybody. Governor Rick Perry did the right thing. We should have all the governors of all the states announce mandates for all the vaccination of not just little girls, but even little boys, too. Because don't little boys suffer from cervical cancer? Bizarre. What, did they not take anatomy class in high school or something? They want to push this on to teenage boys, too? I mean, it just gets so bizarre. This is like the way that they rewrote the rules of science about where does steel melt with 9/11. They say steel melts at 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit now. They just completely rewrite the laws of physics, just as they've tried to rewrite the laws of medicine to say, oh, vaccination is always good for you. And these chemical adjuvants, they're harmless. Yeah, no problem with that. Truly incredible. Anyway, when we come back, we are going to show you, we're going to play you some audio from a top Merck scientist who openly admitted that these vaccines are contaminated with all kinds of viral strains. Plus, we'll be talking to Dr. Andrew Wakefield when we return. Stay with us here on The Alex Jones Show. Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm the fill-in host today, Mike Adams, the editor of Natural News and a frequent contributor to InfoWars, a guest here on The Alex Jones Show from time to time. By the way, it's a real honor to be here. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your interest. And I want to thank the crew, especially for their efforts today. This is a rockin' organization to work with, which is why I'm happy to fill in. I'm happy to contribute. I'm happy to do my best to be part of what InfoWars is all about. And in fact, I feel like there's a sense of duty from being here. You know, sometimes I'm often people ask me if I served in the military for some reason when I'm out in public or I'm buying something and people will say military discount. And I said, well, no, you know, I didn't serve in the military. And then they asked me, did you serve your country? And one time I actually said, yes, I hosted the Alex Jones Show. I served my country. I served the cause of freedom and liberty because I contributed to InfoWars.com. That is just as important as serving your country in any other way. And by the way, kudos to all the veterans and all the good law enforcement and all the good federal agents out there who are still trying to serve their country, even in the face of all the tyrants and all the goons and all the thugs who are, of course, trampling over our rights every day. In any case, it's an honor to be here. Now, joining us in this segment is Dr. Andrew Wakefield. We'll be bringing him in just a second here. But first, I wanted to play you some audio from a little-known interview from several decades ago. This was an interview recorded with Dr. Maurice Hilleman, who was a top Merck vaccine scientist. He was one of the leading scientists, in fact, in the history of vaccines in Western medicine. And this recording, which is several decades old, shows him openly admitting that those vaccines, which at that time were largely polio vaccines, were widely contaminated with unknown viruses, 40 different strains. Leukemia, he says in this interview. They talk about how these vaccines would give people cancer. And I want you to hear this interview, which he never knew, probably, that there was going to be an internet. He probably never knew this was going to be listened to by millions of people. I want you to listen to his words, and you have to listen carefully because the audio is not that great. But listen carefully, and then listen for the laughter of the other people who are in the room when they hear him talk about how deadly these vaccines are. They laugh at it. That's how evil these people are. Go ahead and roll that, Jaron.
And the important thing is to get rid of these viruses.
Why would he call it an obfuscation if it was a virus that was contaminating
vaccines? Well, no, because, there are 40 different viruses in these vaccines anyway that we were inactivating.
But you weren't inactivating his, though.
That's correct. No, that's right. But yellow fever vaccine had leukemia virus in it, and, this is in the days of very crude science. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I went down and talked to him, and I would say, well, why are you concerned about it? I said, well, I'll tell you what. I said, I have a feeling in my bones that this virus is different. I don't know why to tell you this, but I've been around biology a long time. I just think this virus may have some long-term effects. Mm-hmm. And he said, what? I said, cancer.
I love it. Go ahead.
Do you hear that? He says, I think this virus may have some long-term effects, or this vaccine. And they ask him, what? What long-term effects? And he says, cancer. And then they break out into laughter like it's the funniest thing they've ever heard. And then later on in this interview, they also talk about how these vaccines are being tested in Russia. And this is how the U.S. Olympic team is going to win the Olympics, because they say that all the Russian athletes will be burdened down with cancer tumors. This is how evil this industry really is. If you get back to the history of where vaccines come from, the evil just oozes out of these people. It's unbelievable. Now, here to comment on some of these issues and more, we have in studio joining us one of the heroes of what you might call loosely the vaccine truth movement, although I'm not sure if he would consider himself to be part of a vaccine truth movement. I don't know. He's a scientist, one of the most recognized scientists in the realms of studying the effects of vaccines, Dr. Andrew Wakefield. Dr. Wakefield, thanks for joining me here today.
Mike, it's great to be back. Thank you.
It's good to see you again. I haven't interviewed you in a couple of months. A lot's been going on. You brought some documentation with you. Can you first comment about the recent findings as much as you can? I mean, I know HPV vaccines are not necessarily your area of expertise, but you've studied a lot of vaccines. Can you comment on the SaneVax Inc. findings that Gardasil appears to be contaminated with recombinant DNA?
Certainly. As you say, Mike, I'm not an expert on this particular vaccine, but given the fact that I have a young daughter, it's something that as a parent I've been studying and looking at. What SaneVax did was, as I understand it, to examine 13 vaccine lots from around the world, for sale around the world, and found that all of them, 100%, were contaminated with the DNA, the recombinant DNA from which the protein that makes the vaccine was actually made. It was assumed in the manufacturing process that it was not there, an assumption. It was easily tested. Clearly, it was not tested for. If it was tested for, that wasn't disclosed. But now we find that people, girls, are being injected with recombinant DNA, and that DNA is linked in the analysis to the aluminum adjuvant. In other words, you've got a perfect storm. You've got the adjuvant that boosts the immune response, that activates the immune system, linked to the DNA.
It causes inflammation.
Absolutely.
The adjuvant, that's what it's designed to do.
It provokes the inflammatory response. And that is why it's there. But when you've got it linked to a DNA particle, then the probability is that you are going to produce antibodies, not that protect that girl, but antibodies directed against the DNA, which then can go on and cause any number of autoimmune or inflammatory responses in those individuals.
Well, that's what actually initiated this investigation. Was one a girl suffered, I believe it was juvenile onset arthritis.
Rheumatoid arthritis, that's right.
An autoimmune disorder within days after receiving this injection. And she or her family went to SaneVax and said, can you investigate this? What's going on? And that's what led to this investigation.
That's right. Now, they believe that she was shown years later to still have that same recombinant DNA in her blood, detected in a very advanced laboratory. And so that is of great concern. It's concern that they did not know it was there, or said they did not know it was there. Therefore, adequate safety testing had not been done by definition. Now this vaccine has been administered forcibly in many cases to many, many children, and now they find that it's contaminated with this unknown product, really in terms of its long-term consequences, its medium-term consequences. And it is impossible for them to say that the benefits outweigh the risks, because they have no idea what the risks of that being there
are. Right. They always say that. That's the standard line, the mantra of the vaccine industry. The benefits outweigh the risks, but they don't know the risks.
No, it's a complete deception. They did not even know. Such incompetence that they did not even know it was there in the first place. Then they are not in a position to pronounce upon whether it is going to cause adverse events or not.
Well, truly extraordinary. But let me ask you a really basic question. One of my readers asked me this too. Shouldn't the HPV vaccine contain some level of weakened viral DNA? Isn't that...
Well, should contain is the protein, and the protein elicits the immune response. That's the purpose of it. It should not contain the naked DNA. Why? Because that DNA has the ability to integrate into the human DNA. It gets into the cells, it can get into the DNA, it can get into the human gene, and so once it's in there, it's in there. You cannot get it out.
Theoretically, then, this is almost like giving someone human papillomavirus internally. I mean, this is like spreading the disease almost.
Well, Mike, we don't even know what it is. It can integrate anywhere in the human genome, and it has the potential, therefore, to switch on cancer genes or other things. We do not know. But clearly, vigilance needs to be, vigilance needs to be applied.
Clearly. I mean, this is stunning news. A couple of things on this. The Institute of Medicine recently admitted in its report on vaccines, which of course was highly distorted in the press to say, oh, vaccines don't cause autism. But nobody in the mainstream media reported some of the other findings that the IOM admitted to, which include the fact that measles vaccines contain live measles viruses that actually cause measles in some recipients of the measles vaccine.
Yes, indeed. And brain inflammation as well.
And brain inflammation. Yeah.
But the main outcome of that IOM meeting is that it was an admission that there is no science at all. The science is absolutely pathetic in relation to safety. So these pronouncements about the safety is there, it's been proven, they are simply not tenable.
And yet, mainstream media and the vaccine industry has fooled everybody. When I put this story out, this was published on Natural News as well as InfoWars, and we started to see responses come in from people. One person chimed in, a woman said, this couldn't possibly be true, because if it were, there would be congressional hearings and there would be investigations and the media would be talking about it. Therefore, I mean, this is her logic. Therefore, this can't possibly be true because we haven't heard about it.
Mike, we put up with 15 years of tobacco is good for you science. You know, this is nothing new at all. And it depends who's pulling the strings in Congress. And if pharmaceutical industry is pulling those strings, it's not going to get to the process of a hearing. And what we're going through in California, you probably know it, this bill AB 499 at the moment, is taking away the rights of parents to determine whether their children get vaccinated. So girls as young as 12 can go to school and secretly get the vaccine of their own volition, hepatitis B, HPV, and the rights are taken away from the parents to look after their children. This is an utter disgrace.
All right, are you hearing this, folks? Are you listening to this? This is a bill in California that would allow children to secretly say yes to vaccination without their parents' consent. And of course, the state and the schools will manipulate the opinions of the children, or sort of intimidate them into accepting these vaccines. What's the bill number again? And do you have a website where people can go to take action on this?
And yes, let me give the website to your guy and we can put it up
after. Okay, we'll put it up after the break. We still have a couple minutes here. What's your website, Dr. Wakefield, that people want to learn more about your work?
Well, we have callous-disregard.com, which is the book that I wrote in relation
callous
to what happened
disregard.
In the UK. And then we have vaccinesafetyfirst.com, which goes to the issue of Brian Deer's lies in the media about falsification of data.
All right, can you bring that up, vaccinesafetyfirst.com? Folks, definitely go there and check out that information. And the book, your most recent book, is called Callous Disregard, which lays out some of the evidence of just a complete abandonment of scientific principles within the vaccine industry. Is that an accurate assessment?
That is absolutely right. Mike, can I just say one thing more in relation
absolutely,
to this
yeah.
bill, if we've got time? And that is, the way this is going to go, Mike, is that a group of children are going to go to school who've not had the vaccine, and they are going to be shown a film. And they tell you, children, we're just going to show you this film. And they don't tell them that it's sponsored by the pharmaceutical industry, but they will show them a film and it will show the horrors of cervical cancer. And those children will be frightened, deliberately frightened, into getting the vaccine. Don't tell your parents, kids, but you get this vaccine because this is going to happen to you if you don't get it. And then what will happen is maybe 50% of those kids will get frightened enough to get the vaccine. The others won't because they'll trust their parents. So yeah. Then it'll be, kids, if you get this vaccine, the full series, you're going to get a 50% discount on an iPad. Or something like that. That's what's going to happen.
Right.
I'm afraid. I know these people. This is how I've worked. I've seen the vaccine industry at work. The minority of funding goes into vaccine research and development and safety studies. The great majority of the funding in those companies goes to the marketing element of those companies.
And they'll tell the kids, if your parents are against vaccines, they must be members of Al-Qaeda.
That's it. It's it. The rights will be taken away from the parents. The parents who have protected their children since the beginning of mankind on this planet are suddenly going to be usurped by who? By the state and by the pharmaceutical industry.
Yet another reason to homeschool your kids, folks, or go to some private schools. I mean, yeah, the propaganda from public schools can be quite intimidating and very misleading. This sounds like some of the films they used to show about marijuana back in the 50s to try to make marijuana look like it would turn people into crazy zombie, you know, frantic monsters.
Yeah, it's called propaganda. It's simple, straightforward propaganda, and children are most vulnerable to propaganda.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, speaking of propaganda, let's get to Governor Rick Perry, because there we have all kinds of propaganda being shoveled around out there. Michelle Bachmann recently attacked Rick Perry over his mandate in Texas that was trying to force all Texas teenage girls to be injected with Gardasil. Now, what are your thoughts on this whole debate?
Well, I think, first of all, it was an abusive process. I think, you know, executive orders are put there to protect the people in times of, for example, crisis or a war. They're not put there to force vaccination upon a population of girls, particularly when that vaccine has been totally inadequately assessed for safety. It was put on the market as a pure marketing exercise. It was not even intended for girls in this country. It was designed as a vaccine for girls in third world countries who did not have access to regular cervical smears.
Oh, really? That's an interesting angle.
Oh, yeah. No, I've listened to the girl who was part of the phase 2 and 3 studies on this, and she says, look, okay, I'm really unhappy about this vaccine because let's say it works in 20 to 30% of people, and we don't even know how long it works for. It may be that the antibodies don't even last for more than 5 years, and they need to last for at least 15 years for that public health policy to be effective. It's never been shown to protect anybody against any form of cervical cancer at all. So let's just say that that vaccine doesn't work in 70% of the population. You do not know whether you're 30% or 70%.
Sure.
So you're still going to go and have your cervical smear on an annual basis. And that is the best way of protecting against cervical cancer. So there's no cost saving whatsoever. Now, here's the danger. It may be that you say, well, I've had the vaccine, so I'm going to assume I'm safe, so I don't go for my smear.
Right.
And you're one of the 70% who's not protected, and then you're going to develop a cancer, and you did so because you forewent your cervical smear because you thought wrongly that you were protected by the vaccine.
Well, and plus, that whole scenario there is based on the idea that the vaccine actually works and doesn't harm you in some other ways that are now possible issues with this DNA contamination, or our DNA contamination, being tied to the adjuvant chemical aluminum in the vaccines. So there's another reason to start questioning the whole line, lies really, by the vaccine industry.
There's one other point on that, Mike, this biological effect, and that is what was found in the original studies, which was not broadly broadcast widely, was that women who had already been exposed to human papillomavirus, they already had antibodies in their blood to HPV. In fact, when they were given the vaccine, it accelerated the progression to a cancerous process, to a precancerous process. So it did not protect, and it may have actually accelerated the progression to cancer.
Well, because in that case, the vaccine is interfering with the body's natural immune response process, which is basically taking care of the problem, as it does. You know, the human immune system is an amazing piece of biotechnology. I mean, miraculous in its function, right? So now they come in and they inject this intervention, and as you were just describing, it can actually then increase the woman's risk of cervical cancer.
Well, it seems that those women who are already positive for the virus
may
well have progressed in having been given the vaccine. Now, you would say, well, we don't know whether this is real or not, but we should test women before giving them the vaccine on the basis that we do not want women to progress. Are women routinely tested? Are children routinely tested for prior exposure in school? No, they are absolutely not. So what are we doing? We do not know, and they most certainly do not know.
I wonder how long it's going to take before this this great wall of disinfo that the vaccine industry surrounds itself with, you know, the quackery, the disinformation, the outright fabrications, the lies, the criminality, the corruption, even the bribery, the falsification of data in clinical trials. I could go on. But when will this dam break? When will the great wall of disinfo be shattered, you think, and the truth will pour out and the whole vaccine industry will be exposed as crooks and criminals?
Mike, it's breaking. It's leaking. That dam is leaking so badly at the moment. And the reason that their attacks on me, for example, and on this congresswoman have been so vicious is because they're losing. They're losing. And they cannot understand why the public are not being coerced by their public relations and their policies. They can't work that out, and they're furious.
We got to go to a break. It drives them crazy. You're right. Dr. Andrew Wakefield is with us here on The Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back after this break with more, including secret memos on vaccines. Stay with us right here on The Alex Jones Show. All right, welcome back, folks, to the Alex Jones Show. I'm the fill-in host for today, Mike Adams, sometimes known as the Health Ranger, and I'm a frequent contributor to Infowars.com. Usually cover the health and health freedom issues, but sometimes other issues like TSA, one of my favorite pet peeves, TSA, searching your junk. Not okay. It's not okay for that to happen. Now, we are joined in studio right now by Dr. Andrew Wakefield, and we've been discussing the Gardasil vaccine and the HPV vaccinations and Governor Rick Perry. And I promised before the break that Dr. Wakefield would be bringing you some secret memos. Actually, are you sure that these are secret memos, Dr. Wakefield, or what are these, public posts?
Public posts. Yeah, the initiative of SaneVax. They've obtained what appears to be, at least at first blush, insider blogs or exchanges on a blog for members of the pharmaceutical industries.
And these are people who work in the vaccine industry.
Absolutely.
Posting these things.
That is certainly the inference from the way these are written, the language that's used.
All right, read us a couple. Let's hear what they have to say.
Because what they go to is a reflection of what's happening behind the scenes, the state of morale and the perception of this problem from people working within the industry itself. And I imagine at various levels, it says here, all the farmers bend the truth a little. This is a quote, there's a direct quote on the blog. It goes with the business. The issue is that we can't screw up the product during the manufacturing process. We need a better system in place to pick this shit, excuse me, up.
Oh, you can't say that on the air.
I am sure we have a department that checks this crap. I guess I can say that.
Yeah, that's about as far as you can go.
They are sleeping behind the wheel. Not only does this screw up my sales, it expletive deleted
yeah.
up getting products through the pipeline because the FDA has no faith in us. New products is how we make our money, Seek. It then goes on, and Merck will handle this just the way they handled Vioxx. Deny, deny, deny until the FDA is forced to do something. It's one thing when adults are hurt. When kids get hurt, look out. Merck will finally get it what it deserves. And it's great, as if trying to sell a vaccine with this many reactions isn't hard enough already. The most depressing thing about these posts is that none of us are surprised that this happened. Maybe it's time to cut the cord.
Now, what website is this from?
This is on SaneVax.
But, I mean, they sourced it from another discussion group that's vaccine or pharma insiders.
What I think is called Cafe Pharma, which is an internal a blog within the industry.
I've seen some people on there sort of venting. But in all fairness, we don't really know. These could be people just sort of planting these. I mean, it's possible, right? We don't know who they are necessarily.
It could well be. But it says here, let me read you one. I remember that when we were at the launch meeting and they were laying out the marketing strategy for Gardasil, you didn't have to be a genius to see that the whole thing stank from day one. Now, at least one can infer from that reasonably, without invoking defamation, that this came from someone within the industry who was, in fact, themselves at that marketing strategy meeting.
Well, and it fits a pattern. We've seen ex-pharmaceutical reps speak out and write books and go public with what happened inside the industry. There have been people from the pharmaceutical companies who have gone public, from the executive level inside pharmaceutical companies that have gone public and that have told similar stories. So it definitely fits a pattern. It's not like this is some odd you know, where did this come from? No, this is fitting the pattern of what pharma is doing.
Quite right, and it was first disclosed to me, this issue of women who are already positive for papillomavirus antibodies progressing to develop more invasive forms of tumor or pre-tumors, that this, in fact, was inside information provided to me from someone within the company.
Extraordinary information. I'd like to ask you to stay with us. We've got to take a break right now, Dr. Wakefield, but we will be back here on the Alex Jones Show right after this break to continue talking with Dr. Wakefield. And then at the top of the next hour, Alex Jones will be joining us by phone with more information about the NFL's enhanced pat down. Stay with us.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, everybody, welcome back. I'm not Alex Jones. I'm the fill-in host for Alex Jones, Mike Adams. Glad to be with you. Thanks for listening in. Alex will be calling in, by the way, at the top of the next hour to give us his views on the NFL's new enhanced pat-down requirements. Yeah, you're going to be patted down from the ankles up just for watching a football game. It's the beginning of the massive invasion of your privacy in public places. It's no longer just the airport, no longer just government buildings. Now it's going to be every sporting event, every shopping event, every school event, you name it. And we'll get into that later. Right now I'm joined in studio by Dr. Andrew Wakefield, who is, of course, the researcher who first looked at the links between vaccines and gastrointestinal disorders in children. Now, interestingly, Dr. Wakefield never said that vaccines cause autism, and yet that accusation has been used against him in numerous smear campaigns and total lies and total fabrications by even medical journals, and of course, virtually everyone in the mainstream media, all the usual suspects. We're not even going to get into that. Now, we were talking before the break, Dr. Wakefield, about the bill in California. What this bill, once again, would allow schools to inject children with vaccines without parental consent.
Correct.
I want to get another action item from you on this. What can people do right now to resist this vaccine tyranny in California and help defeat this bill?
Well, I think if parents do not oppose this bill, then they are going to fail their own children in California for a long, long time to come. The thing to do is to contact the office of Governor Brown to veto the bill AB 499, and that must be done as soon as possible. The bill has actually been passed but not signed off, but there are many in California who think it has actually been put into action.
So it is
passed. It must be vetoed by the governor refusing to sign it off.
So if Governor Brown goes along with this bill, he could end up having the reputation that Governor Perry has today for mandating vaccines, although it's a different, it's not a mandate necessarily, but it's the same issue of vaccines being injected into children without parental consent.
I think Governor Perry made a mistake. I think he acknowledged that he made a mistake, and that has since come to light and hasn't gone as far as this has gone. This is a bill that is actually passed and is merely waiting to be signed off by the governor. This is far more insidious and far more dangerous.
Yeah, it's scary that all the state legislature there in California approved of this. They must have received all kinds of money from the drug companies.
One can only guess it.
That's a pretty safe assumption. What's the latest on the autism situation? And also want to ask you, has the British Medical Journal yet retracted their baseless attacks on you where they distorted the facts, where they lied, they just openly lied about where your data came from in your research and why it didn't match some of the original general physicians and so on? Any updates on that situation?
Well, the simple answer to the question is no, they have not retracted, but they have now, in the last few days, been given the opportunity to retract, having been presented with the definitive evidence there was absolutely no fraud. In fact, the fraud was fully on the part of the journalist Brian Deer. So we shall await events on that one and see where they go with that. But clearly, the BMJ are incompetent in as much that they failed to check their facts, and they've got themselves into a very difficult situation. Now, as far as autism in general, what has happened since I spoke to you last, Mike. We've had the paper from South Korea showing 1 in 38, 1 in 36 children in South Korea have autism, an extraordinary level of disease. We've had a number of papers showing that it is far more of an environmental disorder than previously thought, far less of a genetic disorder. So that may simply be that the profile of the disease is changing, and what we're seeing is a novel environmental disease emerging.
Well, and by environmental, you mean things that have been injected into them or that they've been exposed to.
Yeah, things in the environment that they have been exposed to.
All right, we got to go to break. I want to thank you for joining me, Dr. Wakefield. It's been great having you here on the show. And everybody check out the book Callous Disregard and the website one more time.
Callous-disregard.com.
There we go. Dr. Andrew Wakefield right here on the Alex Jones Show. We will be back talking to David Wolf on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, the secret police are in full force here in America today. It's almost like we're occupied by an enemy force that is trying to take over America. It's some kind of weird, bizarre Twilight Zone situation with this, if you see something, say something. And now they're doing this psychological profiling of, air travelers now asking you, do you feel angry? You feel angry? Yeah, I feel kind of angry, actually, that you're reaching down my pants. That's not making me happy. This continues, this secret police tactic continues with the new Attack Watch website. Oh, well, this is great comedy, but it's not comedy. This is really happening. Attackwatch.com. This has been put up by the Obama group, the Obama supporters. This is great. Where you're supposed to report any kind of a smear or any kind of attack on Obama. Yeah, or maybe did you hear your neighbor say something bad about Obama? Like, we lost our jobs because the economy is being crushed by global bankers and criminals who work for the government. You might be reported on AttackWatch.com. Yeah, what a great site. I want to encourage all InfoWars fans and Alex Jones listeners to go on to Attack Watch and report some comedy, report some really funny stuff. Report the fact that you saw Janet Napolitano's face on a screen at Walmart teaching you to be afraid. Tell them all about that. Report the fact that you're being advised to walk through a microwave scanner at the airport, or that someone reached down your pants and they flashed a government badge and said that was their right because, oh, they run security now in this country. Yeah, report all that too. Fight the smears, it says. Well, so wait a minute. You mean if you criticize Obama over the loss of jobs, the economic implosion, the massive, massive increase in public debt, government debt, the trillions of dollars in fiat currency that has been printed by the Federal Reserve and that has been taken on in new debt by the U.S. Treasury under just the Obama administration. If you complain about that or criticize that or even ask questions about it, you could be reported to AttackWatch.com. I'm sure I'm going to be reported to Attack Watch just for saying this. In fact, someone's going to post on Attack Watch that Mike Adams was on the Alex Jones Show attacking AttackWatch.com. That's going to be the complaint. I can't wait to see that. It's incredible. It just, look, the situation just gets more bizarre with each passing day. There's something like a weird McCarthyism happening in America today. That may not even be the right term, but now the secret police are just expanding out into every realm of your life. The FDA now under the Food Safety Modernization Act is going to unleash an army of new agents who are going to inspect your gardens and inspect your greenhouses. And now women like Kippy Miller, who I mentioned from Truly Raw Gourmet, you know, men with badges show up at her door flashing their badges. Let us in. We're going to shut down your coconut creamery. Julie Bass, Oak Park, Michigan, intimidated for growing gardens in her own yard. I mean, it's just unbelievable. The level of secret police activity in this country is just beyond belief. So I'm not going to dwell on it right now. In fact, I'm going to get on to another topic. I just want to put that out there. Attackwatch.com is some pretty freaky stuff. I'm not going to use the same expletives that Dr. Wakefield accidentally aired on here in the last segment, but they do come to mind. In this segment, we're going to talk about superfoods versus radiation. And we've got a great guest joining us, but let me give an intro to him and explain why we're covering this topic in particular. You know, Fukushima isn't over. The radiation is still coming our way. On top of that, we now know that the nuclear industry is, in many ways, staffed by people who just don't know what they're doing. Now, I know there are a lot of good people in the nuclear industry. I know there are a lot of veterans who are really smart, nuclear engineers, who know exactly what they're doing. They're good people, and they're trying to keep those nuclear facilities safe. But, there's a problem in the nuclear industry, which is once you hit your lifetime limit of exposure to ambient radiation from working there, you're out. And they bring in new people who don't know what they're doing. This is what happened in Fukushima. And then they mess things up even worse, or they fail to operate the facility the way it's supposed to operate in a safe manner, and things get out of control. So we have, I think, a risk, a very real risk of other additional nuclear catastrophes happening in the future. And that's not even counting the possibility of a solar flare, which is not a big risk tomorrow or the next day, but within a human lifetime, it's a significant risk that a solar flare could knock out the power grid, knock out the transformers, and take offline many of the nuclear facilities, meaning they would have to run on diesel generators or propane generators or backup battery power just to keep themselves from not going into meltdowns. And there are hundreds of nuclear power plants around the world, 440, I believe, commercial nuclear facilities operating today. So in order to keep ourselves safe, we need to be able to protect ourselves from radiation. Now, the government only has one option for you. Take some potassium iodide, and that's about it. They don't teach you the rest of the story, as usual. The rest of the story comes from people who are schooled in holistic nutrition. Superfoods is what we're talking about here. And one of the best read and most informative people in that realm is David Wolf. And David Wolf is actually credited for really popularizing goji berries in America and, to a large extent, cacao. He's helped to repopularize cacao, and he's joining us here by Skype on The Alex Jones Show. David, are you there?
I am here. How you doing, Mike Adams?
All right, great. Great to have you on. Now, you probably heard the intro there. First of all, talk about the role of nutrition in protecting us from ionizing radiation, if you would.
We learned from Hiroshima and Nagasaki that diet does play an important part in protecting yourself. There's genetic factors, there's dietary factors, there's lifestyle factors, but nutrition is the most important. There are a number of ways that radioactive debris can actually harm us. One is that they burn us. It's like, that's the radiation. That's actually it's like a free radical damage. So we can help to alleviate that by nutrition. If we take in, for example, medicinal mushrooms, which are very rich in a compound called beta-glucans, which is a sugar. It actually helps to soothe over and smooth over and calm the burn caused by radiation. Also, when we uptake a radioactive mineral, we can limit that uptake by having enough minerals in our system that outcompete the radioactive mineral. That's the whole idea of iodine. Radioactive iodine 131, you breathe it in. If you're saturated in iodine, you do not breathe it in, and therefore you do not develop thyroid disease or thyroid cancer, which is the very first symptom of radiation poisoning. In addition to that, there are certain superfoods like ginseng, which is really a super herb, that help to deactivate and step down the radioactive isotopes so that they help them degrade into isotopes that are non-radioactive.
What about bentonite clay and clays for absorbing and detoxing radiation? Is that something you also advocate?
Absolutely. And we go to the most powerful earthy compounds that are available, which are things like fulvic acid, not folic acid, but fulvic acid and black mica extract, which neutralize radioactive isotopes and lock them up so your body can excrete them.
Yeah, that's the key, is getting it out of your body, because as you know, just one of these particles can actually kill you if it starts irradiating from inside your body. I want to mention, too, a couple of things. David Wolf is the co-founder of LongevityWarehouse.com and also Enerfood, which is a sponsor of this show. Enerfood is a superfood that contains many of the elements that David is actually mentioning. So I do want to encourage you to check out that superfood. Obviously, they can't say, you know, that it protects you from radiation. That's probably not an FDA-approved statement. In fact, what would you say, David, that the FDA doesn't really allow anybody who offers superfood products to really talk about radiation protection, do they?
That's right. I mean, the FDA doesn't allow us to really get away with any claims that are substantial. And even if those claims are based on, for example, 7,000 peer-reviewed studies, I'm thinking of fish oil. My friend Dr. Dave is a fish oil scientist. 7,000 studies, he cannot make certain claims like anti-inflammatory claims because the FDA doesn't allow it.
Well, it's incredible. But the FDA, we've seen, is censoring science. We've seen all kinds of censorship of science. Again, in the post-9/11 era, where they have to rewrite the rules of physics to match the government cover story, the FDA is rewriting science all the time, saying that there's no such thing as a nutrient or a mineral that has a beneficial health effect in the human body. That's their official position. It's astounding. And yet, in your world, David, you are steeped in the world of nutrition. You must see people all the time who are revolutionizing their health due to taking superfoods or just getting some quality supplements into their bodies from time to time.
Absolutely. And that's what drives me on. I've had so many people who've lost 200 pounds, 100 pounds, radically changed their health, overcame diabetes, overcame cancers, overcame all different kinds of heart disease, plaque formations in their body. They're still going strong today. I had a guy 18 years ago I helped. He had celiac disease. I helped him out. He's going strong today, completely free of all symptoms. So there are natural solutions, of course, that are out there, but we've got to be aware of what our choices are, because obviously those choices are being inhibited or blocked in some way by government agencies and by the media to some degree as well. Fortunately, we have the internet. Fortunately, we have the Alex Jones Show that can get the information out.
Yeah, what did you do? Are you based in California right now, or were you in the aftermath of the Fukushima catastrophe?
I was literally in Seoul, Korea, and we flew right over Fukushima the next day after it happened. I looked at the flight maps, and we actually literally flew right over Fukushima. I drank a bottle of ginseng, like a 30-day supply, on that flight. So I was trying to protect myself as best as possible. I ended up in Hawaii. By the way, Hawaii is getting about 5 hot particles per day, which means that anything that is processing air, like your lungs, like your air filter on your car, can actually be uptaking these radioactive particles. If you work as a mechanic...
Right, stay with us, Dave. We got to go to break. Okay. Sorry to interrupt you. We're going to take a break. Stay with us. On the other side, we will continue with David Wolf, and I want to ask David about the awesome food raids and food freedom in America. Stay with us here on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back. Yeah, they don't want to see us unite. Getting some good tunes in there, reminding us about what freedom is all about. And speaking of freedom, we are, of course, advocates of health freedom and political freedom and freedom of speech and the Bill of Rights, all of these things. Right now we're talking about food freedom with our guest, David Wolf. And David, I got a question for you. I should have mentioned this to you on the break, but... Dr. Oz is in the news right now for warning people about the arsenic level of apple juice. Now, he says there's arsenic in there from apple seeds, but of course there's arsenic in apple seeds, but people like you and I, David, we juice apples and we juice the seeds. We drink apple seeds. We drink a little bit of arsenic every day when we juice, right? Isn't that normal?
That's normal. It's just like there's mercury in seaweeds. It's just a natural part of the ecosystem, and it's a natural variation in minerals that are available in our foods.
Yeah, in fact, arsenic, I believe it has an anti-cancer effect, which is that gets into laetril and vitamin B17, the pits inside peaches. Do you want to comment on that at all?
There's no question that Laetril was the victim of suppression by the FDA and the federal government, actually. And it was driven out of the country. Laetril treatments are treatments that are developed out of apricot kernels, and apple seeds and other natural foods contain this compound, which is a natural form of cyanide for cancer cells. But your healthy cells can deactivate it. So it selectively kills off cancer cells.
Yeah, there's a great book on that. I think it's called World Without Cancer by Ed Griffin, in fact. Yeah,
the same
guy who did the Creature from Jekyll Island and wrote about the Federal Reserve. Ed Griffin, one of the great patriots in our nation today. So check out that book. David, while you're with us here, this is a relatively short segment, so I wanted to ask you to comment on the Rawsome Food Raid situation. You are very familiar with superfoods and the power of raw foods. I mean, you are a raw food advocate. You've been living on a raw food diet for, what, a decade now, something like that?
18 years.
18 years.
Yeah, and I'm an advocate for the availability of superfoods like chlorella that can protect us from radiation, and like the things that Rawsome offers, or at least did offer before the raid. I shop at Rawsome, and I know everybody there, and this is a complete tragedy in the community. It's completely frivolous. In fact, it's totally ridiculous. I mean, why don't they spend time going after people who are shooting each other on the streets of LA? Why go after people who are into health food? Why spend these resources on chasing down people who want their raw food instead of people who are running around making drugs and killing each other?
Well,
I don't get it.
Isn't the answer obvious? They want people to be diseased, David. They want people to not have access to the foods that can keep them healthy and prevent chronic degenerative disease. I mean, I don't know if you agree with that statement, but I've come to that conclusion that they literally want the American people to be sick, to be diseased, to be enslaved, to have no knowledge, to be completely ignorant of nutrition. Do you agree with any part of that?
Absolutely. It's part of the agenda, and it's part of the story. It's part of the pharmaceutical, petroleum, banking, government control grid. Let's get rid of everything that can actually heal you. And, you know, I was doing some research on Monsanto Corporation, found out they're owned by Pfizer. They're actually owned by the biggest pharmaceutical company in the world. And this is a big deal. It means that they get you sick on one end, then they sell you the drug on the other end. It's a perfect system. So we're looking to create freedom that evades that little trap they've set up for us.
Yeah, I think just for the record, I think Pfizer is an investor or a shareholder in Monsanto, but you're right that there are financial ties back and forth. There are board of director ties across all of these corporations. Even going into high-tech companies like Microsoft, and you've got Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and so on, but we don't want to go into all of that. We've only got a couple of minutes left. Is there anything else you wanted to add to what people can do to protect themselves from radiation? What about things like zeolites? Is that something that you advocate?
Absolutely. I mean, Chernobyl was sprayed with a foam of zeolite and boron. Those are two things you can take. Zeolite is an earthy compound that's created when volcanic lava hits the ocean, and in areas where that's happened in the history of the Earth, you'll have zeolite formations. You can actually eat that, and that locks up radioactive material. Boron neutralizes neutrons. So when you have a radioactive particle in your body, it will spontaneously excrete neutrons. Boron will neutralize that. Boron is one of the best supplements against radiation, and that's very likely what they're going to be spraying on Fukushima here shortly.
Yeah, that's interesting. I know boron is also taken up by cantaloupe, so that's one food that's got a good source of it. David, I want to thank you for being here. And folks, if you want to check out more about David's knowledge on superfoods, he is the co-founder of longevitywarehouse.com. They're all into superfoods there. And also, again, check out Enter Health Botanicals, which is a sponsor of this show that has superfoods that can help you in so many ways. David, thank you for joining me here on the Alex Jones Show.
Thanks so much, Mike Adams. Lots of love to everybody out there.
Good to see you. Stay with us, folks. All right, welcome back, folks, to the Alex Jones Show. I'm the fill-in host for today, Mike Adams. Alex is off, but he's probably listening in because he's going to be joining us in, what, about half an hour by phone to chime in on the NFL's intrusive pat-down searches, and Alex Jones has announced a boycott of the NFL. So just stay tuned in for half an hour. You'll hear Alex talk about that. In the meantime, we have an amazing guest lined up for you here. In fact, we just talked about the Rawsome Food Raids with David Wolf in the last segment. I want to thank David for coming on. The Rawsome Food situation, you've heard about it in great detail here on the Alex Jones Show, so I'm not going to go into all the detail of it. However, James Stewart was one of the three who was arrested at gunpoint and charged with felony crimes. Yeah, felonies. Some very serious crimes, especially considering that they were just basically distributing food, raw goat's milk, raw cheese, tomatoes, mangoes, farm fresh eggs that, oh my God, they weren't even refrigerated. I can't believe that's one of the issues, that you have to refrigerate your eggs. People don't know the truth about this. Look, I used to live in South America. We would buy eggs down there all the time. They were never refrigerated because they weren't washed. If you wash the egg, then you take off the outer layer and then it can get infected, and that's when you need to refrigerate it. If you don't wash the eggs, you don't have to refrigerate them right away. They're perfectly safe. You know, it's funny. The food police in America are just clueless morons, okay? They have no understanding of real food. Sorry, I'm getting off track. But anyway, joining us now for the very first public interview following the Rawsome Food Raid is James Stewart himself. Now, I got to say, we're not going to be able to talk to James about any details related to the pending case itself or reasons that we'll go into. James, are you with us on the phone?
I am.
Hey, it's great to have you on the Alex Jones Show today, James. Now, let's just start with the important issue that you are not allowed to talk. This is a condition of your bail release, right? You're not allowed to talk about anything related to the case?
That is correct.
Okay, well, I see you're demonstrating that principle right there.
how frustrating do you think that is?
Yeah, that's very frustrating. So we're not going to be able to ask you about anything about the raid. I'm not going to try to trick you into talking about that. We don't want to get you in any more trouble. What we do want you to do is talk about your philosophies of nutritious food and food freedom. What is it that you believe about food in America, and why is what we're seeing all across the country with the FDA and Department of Agriculture raids, why is that a violation of basic food rights?
Well, you know, it says in not only the Constitution, but the Declaration of Independence, we all have unalienable rights. You can also repronounce that word, unalienable rights, and that word means that they can't be transferred. Well, the question is, what can't be transferred? Your rights can't be. The idea that people can't choose what foods they want to put in their body is insane. So, I mean, that's the bottom line of any of this. This is not about raw dairy or anything else. This is about our rights to choose what we want to put into our own bodies and our children's bodies.
Well, yeah, any violation of that is absolutely insane, but that's par for the course today. What we're seeing the government do across many areas, many industries, is pure insanity. I mean, the ATF with Operation Fast and Furious, totally insane, completely criminal. The drug companies, the vaccines that are contaminated, that harm and even kill many children, totally insane.
And by the way, I wanted to make one correction to something you said before you were leading in. This time when they came, there wasn't any guns drawn. I was arrested, but there were no guns drawn.
Okay, they weren't drawn, but they were carrying firearms, right?
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm just correcting that.
No, I appreciate the correction, and I'm thinking the last time they had the raid, there was video of them drawing their guns and pointing their guns at the food.
That's correct.
That's bizarre. Did they think that raw dairy is alive or something, like the cheese is going to leap off the shelf and attack them?
Well, that's been the question for a while.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, they think raw food is some kind of terrorist substance, I suppose. I've got a lot of questions for you here, and I will respect your boundaries on what you can talk about and what you can't. I do want to emphasize to those listening here on the Alex Jones Show that this is the first public interview you've done, James. And for those who want to follow more of your information, check out the website realfoodrights.com. And this website keeps you posted on what's happening with Rawsome Foods. Rawsome Foods technically never really closed. Isn't it true that Rawsome is still accepting memberships and planning to be operating again very shortly?
Ajahn, how would I answer that?
Okay, well, I
don't... Oh. Ajahn, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. You know, first of all, Rawson was never... It's never been a business, and that's... Yeah. People have to
understand. Got it.
Rawson was never a business. It was a community of like-minded people that were pooling their energies together to obtain, sustainable, ascertainable, verifiable sources of food, that they choose to put in their own bodies.
Yeah, I do want to make that correction. The voice you heard in the background was James' attorney, who is listening in on this conversation and making sure that he doesn't get in any more trouble with, saying something that the court doesn't want. And I appreciate you being here for that. Yeah, Rawson Food was a food distribution point, a private club, not a grocery store.
And it was never open to the public.
Exactly.
Yeah, I do want to say one thing. I'll just briefly introduce myself.
Sure.
My name is Ajahn Sharma Wilson. I do represent James Stewart, and I do also represent the members of Rawson. And, basically at this point, Rawson was a community. It was a very special place where people were learning about food and from people like James who are so knowledgeable, and the only resources we have really to gain true knowledge are each other. So Rawson was a great community and is still existing, among its members and inviting people to educate themselves and think for themselves.
Yeah, well said. In fact, the loss of, the raid on Rawson has been devastating to many people. I've heard stories of parents who were buying raw goat's milk to feed their infant children, and now they can't get that. It is a shame that this was being attacked. Let me get back to you, James. What, looking at the history of our country, I mean, America was in many ways founded on food freedom, the right to grow your own food, the right to consume raw milk. What do you think are people living even just three or four generations ago would think about what has happened today with Rawson?
Back in the 30s and the early 40s, there was no such thing as pasteurization. So, there was only raw milk in those days and raw dairy. And so if somebody had told you back in the mid-40s that in the year 2000 that raw dairy would be illegal and you could be arrested for it, they probably would have sent you to some insane asylum someplace, or thought you were completely crazy. And here we are 60 years later with that being the very fact. So, the idea that people can't choose to put what they want into their bodies is and obtain the food that they want to feed themselves. Thomas Jefferson said, which is, I think it's incredible. I've read a lot of quotes recently, and he said, if people let government decide what foods they eat and medicines they take, they will be in as soon a sorry a state as those that live under tyranny. And that was said 230 years ago.
Yeah, he could see. A brilliant man, of course. He saw what was coming, and now we're seeing it right in our faces. Speaking of tyranny by the FDA, there was a lawsuit filed, I believe last year, by the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund, where they sued the FDA over its restrictions, essentially its outlawing of the interstate transportation of raw dairy. Now, you've looked into this case in great detail, James, and I understand, do you have some quotes from the FDA to share with us today?
Yeah, actually, I was going to go ahead and do that. Last year, the FDA responded in lawsuit, and James and I kind of went over it. And in the legal response, the FDA countered that, and this is their direct quote, "There is no deeply rooted historical tradition of unfettered access to food of all kinds."
All right, let me get that again. There is no deeply rooted historical tradition of unfettered access to food of all kinds. So the FDA is saying you don't have a right to food.
Right, and basically as evidence of this position, the agency cites the dietary laws of biblical times. The FDA actually went further and stated that there is no absolute right to consume or feed children any particular kind of food because comprehensive federal regulation of the food supply has been in effect at least since Congress enacted the Pure Food and Drug Act of 1906. Thus, the plaintiffs, the people, claim to fundamental privacy interests in obtaining food of their own choice for themselves and their families is without merit.
That's it's incredible. Yeah, that this is without merit.
Yeah. And they even go on and say, go ahead. Furthermore, they do say that there is no generalized right to bodily and physical health, as just a coup d'etat, finally, if such right did exist, it would not render the FDA's regulations unconstitutional because prohibiting the interstate sale of distribution of unpasteurized milk promotes bodily and physical health.
Okay, so it's lies within lies within lies. And I love the part about the FDA quoting the Bible as their justification for just outright total tyranny, total intimidation, and stripping away our food freedoms. It's absolutely insane. James, what...
The question has always been for many of us around the country, not just myself and these lovely, communities, it's really the question of I've said this many times, I really don't have an issue with some of the agents and whatnot are just doing their job. The question is, who's authorizing it and for what purpose?
I've got an issue with the agents just doing their jobs. I mean, maybe you don't, but I do. I mean, that's what the Nazi SS soldiers did. That's what the people did, shooting people on the Berlin Wall. I mean, tyranny happens because people just do their jobs without thinking about the actual rights, whether it's God-given rights or constitutional rights. You know, I mean, just doing their jobs. I'm sorry, they're just as, I think they should be brought up on charges personally.
Yeah, well, the idea that people can't choose and find a place that has the highest quality, which is what this community was all about, the highest quality products available. You know, in the beginning of this conversation, you were mentioning eggs, and I think it's interesting because, here's my question to everybody. Where were eggs sold at any store before 1992? Here in the United States. They were sold in the non-refrigerated sections of stores. So what happened in 1992? And as you said, you can go anywhere in the world, and of course you are also correct by the unwashed eggs and whatnot. So all these regulations are prohibiting people from getting the fresh, high-quality foods that they really want.
Again, going back to the quote that Ajna read there, there is no absolute right to consume or feed children any particular kind of food. And the FDA says, quote, there is no generalized right to bodily and physical health. Folks, this is the essence of the FDA's criminality and total, I call it terrorism, to intimidate raw dairy producers in the United States and then claim you have no right to health, you have no right to bodily and physical health, and they can tell you what to eat and what you can't eat. It's just incredible. This is the root of tyranny.
Right, and it's not just about raw dairy. It's about all the foods. They're going after any and all foods.
Well, exactly. Raw almonds have been outlawed in California. That wasn't an FDA issue. That was more of an agriculture issue, but same thing. The FDA has gone after even things like natural sweeteners. Stevia was outlawed in America for decades before it was finally allowed and tolerated by the FDA because it was brought in by Cargill at that point. What else do you see that disturbs you out there in the country with food rights and food freedoms, James?
Well, it farms. I mean, it's going on everywhere at this point. They're attacking the very source of the food sources. So, you have to ask yourself the question again: what's really going on? Why are people being prohibited from making their own unalienable choice of what they want? And by the way, the word unalienable means you can't transfer your rights away. So their contention that people don't have them in the first place is crazy. Of course we do. And of course we have the right to feed our children. And it's going on farms as well, in stores. I see it everywhere at this point. So
once you start seeing one bureaucratic system and start educating yourself, and really this does kind of touch upon personal responsibility.
Yeah.
Once you start educating yourself and seeing one travesty, it becomes almost something, your blinders come off in a sense.
Well, that's what's beautiful about this is this whole issue has really awakened many people in California, people who perhaps weren't paying attention to the political arena, but now with the Rawsome Food raid and many other raids going on, many other businesses being intimidated, they're waking up and saying, wait a minute, this is not right. What's going on here? I mean, are you here? Go ahead.
No, you're right. This is a wonderful wake-up call for people to understand that something more than something simple that they think, oh, that's just about raw milk or something, it's not at all. And that's why, you know, this has really sort of gelled the entire... And by the way, there's an international response going on the Internet.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. By the way, a break is coming up here in a couple of minutes. After the break, would you be able to stay on with us and perhaps take a call or two?
Sure, no problem.
All right, well, let's see if we can get some callers in to talk to you. And, of course, we'll instruct callers they cannot ask you about the court case because your First Amendment rights have been stripped away. People thought I made this up when I first reported this as well. But you were forced to sign something as a condition of your bail or of your release that said, what did it say specifically? You can't discuss...
There are five paragraphs, and in those five paragraphs, I'm sure Ajna, maybe she has them with them. I don't have them with me, but they basically are, you know, they're talking about not being able to. Go ahead, Ajna. Go ahead.
We can actually, what we can do, I mean, if people are interested, you know, I can probably get you a copy of that, and then maybe that's something that you can report on. And they are personal conditions. They are just basically not to incite. Unfortunately, James has been put in a position where he was given a choice. He had to comply with what they were telling him to do or stay in jail.
Well, incredible. We got to go to a break here, Ajna.
Yeah.
Let's on the other side of this break. Let's keep James on here, and I invite your calls. You already know the number, so call in. We'll see if we can get a couple of questions for James, but keep your questions within the realm of what he can legally answer right now because he is being censored by the state of California right now. Stay with us here on the Alex. All right, welcome back. Hey, we're here on the Alex Jones Show. I'm the fill-in host, Mike Adams, and we are being joined by James Stewart, who was charged with multiple felony counts after the Rawsome Food raid took place, what was it, a couple of months ago now, it seems like. Oh, my gosh.
I can tell you, it was August 3rd, and it's actually 14 criminal counts.
14 criminal counts. And by the way, Jaron, can you boost my audio in my ear so I can hear a little better, please? Thank you. James, so this is James' first interview on the air after the raids took place and after he was arrested. And now, just before the break, we invited some callers to call in and ask some questions. We've got Mark and Diane and Julio on the calls. But I just want to remind you, there are certain questions that James is not allowed to answer because of the conditions of his bail release, if you can believe that. I guess the First Amendment doesn't apply in California's justice system anymore. So let's go to Mark from Philadelphia. You're on the air, Mark.
Good afternoon. I really appreciate, Mike, the great work you're doing and the great work you're doing out there, James. I'm originally from Missouri, and the same kind of thing's going on in Missouri with the Morningside Dairy being raided in southern Missouri a year ago concerning raw cheese. And I think there was some connection with Rawsome. But
it's Morningland Dairy.
Or Morningland, okay.
Yep.
To me, and I, by the way, I grew up in the restaurant business in southern Missouri, and I grew up in the rural area. I know the connection to the farms, to the land, to the people, to our community, and food's a very important part of this. But my sense of it is it's not just about the food, and there's also issues going on with the rabbits. I don't know if you heard about the Dollarites in southern Missouri, the USDA trying to give them trouble about raising rabbits, which is totally ridiculous. To me, it's not about the food, it's not about the rabbits, it's not about the puppy dogs, it's not about the cows. What it's about teaching us who's in charge with fear, through fear and intimidation, and ultimately they want to destroy the independent thinker, the independent small farmer, the independent businessman. And that's, so what would you have to say about that, James?
Well said. You know, it's true. It seems that they want everybody to be in a submissive mode at this point, and you know, it's not constant. It's you know, whether you feel those things, it's about knowing as a free thinker what you know is right and the right thing to do, and the right thing to do is what we've been talking about, and that's really the bottom line of it all. And I know it's going on everywhere. And it's sad, but you know, the whole point is people just need to start standing up.
Yeah, thank you, Mark, for your question and for your comment there, James. Let's go to Diane in Louisiana, who now has a question for James.
Today, I was aware of that Rawson Food. I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing the company wrong, but when I saw that video air, I was just floored. And my thing of it is that this system, it is so jacked up now. If I had small kids right now and refused to feed them, I would be arrested. And they would come get my kids. And if I had a choice right now to choose a certain food, I would go with the more nutritious food than these GMOs that they're serving us now and forcing us to buy. And another comment I like to make, I'm hoping that Ron Paul would bring up some of these issues, you know, to help his campaign, to show what Obama is doing, and Rick Perry, I believe he would do the same.
Well, good questions, Diane. Amazing. We got to go to break, but James, a comment real fast on Diane's comments there.
Well, I think that the waking up process is going on all over the country with a few politicians. But, you know, you're correct. We should be able to allow ourselves to choose, for especially feeding our children.
All right, stay with us. We got to go to a break. We'll be right back here on the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us, and thank you for your call, Diane.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hey, it's an honor to be joining you today. I'm Mike Adams, the fill-in host. Alex Jones is out of the studio today, but he will be calling in just a few minutes. But for this segment, we are joined by James Stewart and his attorney. James, of course, is speaking out now for the first time, the first interview following the Rawson Food raid that, just has really demonstrated how much the FDA and the California Department, or I'm sorry, the LA County Department of Agriculture is working to take away our food rights. It's pretty scary, and we've been taking some calls. I want to thank the previous caller. Sorry to cut you off there. We had to go to a break. Now, holding on the line is Julio from Illinois. Julio, you're on the air with James Stewart.
You know, it's frightening that, Mike, by the way, great job, as always. It's crazy that here in America nowadays, we put formaldehyde and no carcinogen in vaccines with mercury. We have genetically modified foods, imitation meat, imitation crab food. It's frightening, and but the FDA is more concerned about raw and organic foods that empower our bodies.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. Their priorities are all mixed up. You're exactly right. And do you have a question for James or something you'd like him to comment on?
I do, James. I wanted to get your comment. Did you ever in your wildest dreams think that the United States of America would get into the situation that you in particular would find yourself, you know, fighting for food rights? And then Mike, when Alex comes on, just about this whole NFL thing, it's just frightening again that our priorities are messed up, that people will eat these GMO foods and globalist beer at football games and not care about their Fourth Amendment rights. And it's just frightening.
Yeah, God bless
you. You're absolutely right. I never expected this to happen. No, I mean it just is. It's so beyond anything that I, you know, because what is this community involved with? It's involved with high quality natural foods. I mean, you'd think that would be the last thing on the list. Period.
Yeah, that was a great question. Thanks for your answer there, James. And you're absolutely right. You would think that California in particular, which is suffering under the burden of healthcare costs, or really sick care, degenerative disease management, would want folks like you to bring healthy food to people so they could help be healthier and even prevent some disease, which we know healthy food can help do. Let's go to another caller, Mac in Pennsylvania. You're on the air with James Stewart. Go ahead, Mac.
Yeah, I'm just going to be the voice in the wilderness here. I think you guys are just completely nuts, because it's obvious there are laws out there that need to be followed when it comes to the sale of pretty much anything. And when it comes to the sale of food, there's laws that need to be followed. I think these people are just sensationalizing something that doesn't need to be sensationalized for the pure sake of advertisement.
Well, Mac, I think you're not just the voice in the wilderness. I think you're the voice of genetically modified organisms. It looks like you've been drinking a little too much fluoride and eating a little too many modified corn chips there. What do you say to that, James?
I would disagree with you, sir.
No.
And I can feel that question as well. I also feel like they should have the right to choose. What we can all stand behind, no matter what happens, is that we have the freedom as American citizens and human citizens to have the freedom to choose. You may not like our choices, but that's our right to choose what we want to have in our bodies.
No, but Ajna, Mac doesn't want you to be able to choose actual fresh eggs, farm fresh dairy.
That's what I'm saying.
He wants you to choose his GMOs or whatever he's been eating or drinking or smoking, as the case may be. Let's move on to another caller, Adam from Wyoming.
Thank you.
Adam,
I would just like to respond to your last caller, what I just heard. That's absurd. You can look at the health trends through the past few years, and the more industrialized the farming gets, the worse our health gets. Look at, this is the first time in American's generation that this generation will not outlive the predecessor.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Adam. I appreciate your call. I even appreciate people bringing up these issues from the previous caller, because we need to deal with this. All right, we're going to another break. We'll be right back. Stay with us, and thank you, James Stewart, for joining us here on the Alex Jones Show.
Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
And we are back here on The Alex Jones Show. I'm having a great time as the fill-in host today. We just finished taking some calls with James Stewart from Rawesome Foods, and including one caller who was, I guess, a voice in the wilderness, said, we shouldn't have the right to choose our own food. We have to follow the laws and follow the tyrants and do what they tell us and eat what they tell us and swallow everything, literally, that they tell us to swallow. You know what's fascinating about that is there is a segment of the population, the unawakened segment, that just loves to be ruled by tyrants. They just love it. I mean, they love to take the psychiatric drugs and drink the fluoride and go to their doctors, and their doctors diagnose them with some kind of behavioral psychiatric disorder, and they say, oh yeah, there must be something wrong with me, so I'm going to take these psychiatric drugs. And then they take these drugs, and then they call into shows like this and give their comments, and it makes for some interesting radio. Speaking of radio, we got to help support the infrastructure here, so I want to thank our sponsors in particular. When I say our, I mean Alex Jones' sponsors. Innerfood. Innerfood has just been tested and has been given the recommendation by the Southwest School of Naturopathic Medicine, which ran a study under an ND there, a naturopathic physician, Mona Morstein, and it was found to be the best of class in all super green foods, including price, efficacy, nutrition, taste, quality of ingredients, and much more. Innerfood is not a fake processed food. I know that. That's why I gave it the Health Ranger Award, what was it, like 2 years ago, even before Innerfood, I think, was a sponsor here, and even before I was invited to ever be involved in InfoWars, I gave Innerfood my award. And it's 100% certified organic, vegan, gluten-free blend. Proven effective for over 6 years by thousands of customers. Check that out at enerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R, enerfood.com. You can also call 866-762-9238 and mention the Alex Jones Show specials. So thank you for your support, because we need to keep this operation running. We're doing such tremendous good here that we just got to keep the funds flowing. Now, as promised, joining me right now in, I guess, a bit of a role reversal, it's kind of fun, is Alex Jones himself. Alex, are you on the phone?
Yes, Mike, it's great to be here, and I know you've got Bob Chapman waiting in the wings, so I won't take much time because he's got a lot of important economic news, where they're openly setting up this Bank of the World via the crisis they've created in Europe. Next, it'll be merged, the North American Union with the European Union and the Asian Union. But I'm here at one of my children's birthday parties, so I took off today, but I'm about to shoot a video. Actually, Rob Dew, the director of the whole nightly news, actually just drove over to my family's house here where we're having the birthday party to shoot a special report over here tonight, because this is such a big deal that will air during the InfoWars nightly news, 7 o'clock tonight. And we're going to have the regular news tonight with Aaron Dykes covering the latest developments. Then we're going to have this special report, and then an hour of new news and information, and also how our guest predictions have come true. And we're going to have that, and we're also going to review the last 2 weeks, the first 2 weeks of InfoWars nightly news that was only possible because of PrisonPlanet.tv members. So I want to thank all those folks. But I was beside myself with not even anger, but just disgust and confirmation this morning when I got up and went to InfoWars.com and saw a link to USA Today. And I know Paul Watson's about to have a detailed report out, or it may already be out, because I did some digging and discovered what was hidden in plain view last year, at not the last Super Bowl, but the Super Bowl before last, that Homeland Security ordered them to do the genital groping, which, again, sets the total precedent for no Fourth Amendment total control. And so now when the NFL announces at all of their 30-plus franchises that everyone, every man, woman, and child, including the babies, will, from the ankles up, breasts will be squeezed, genitals will be squeezed, all of this is going to happen, and this is done to completely break our will. And this has all been part of a larger plan where, as Governor Ridge said 9 years ago, the former head of Homeland Security, currently the head at that time, he openly said that you're going to have a government approval to have a job, and if you're not in good favor, it's like a no-fly list, it's a no-work list, a no-travel list. Everyone is being basically put in databases. There'll be a no-gun-buy list, just the end of due process, the end of everything under the rubric and the maxim, the cover of keeping us safe, of course, from this synthetic manufactured and provocateur staged terror.
Well, Alex, what's your assessment? Do you think that NFL fans are going to just go along with this because they've all been indoctrinated now into this security police state system, or are we going to see more people rebelling against this now and waking up? What do you think?
Well, that's the point I wanted to get to next, and I'm glad you raised that. This has been a plan all along. That's why it's on record on the show, in the articles, in the films. We're on record now for 9 years laying out exactly what would happen because Homeland Security arrogantly said what they would do. Homeland Security admitted what they were going to do, and it sets this incredible precedent and just bizarro world, no common sense, you know, craziness, but that is from their perspective of keeping us safe. I mean, if you buy the official story, none of this makes sense. If you know that it's all aimed at the public to take all of our rights and liberties, then you understand it's completely crystal clear. It is an overthrow of our free society, the innocent until proven guilty. It's an overthrow of our bodies being our own personal property, and that big taboo against anyone touching you who's unauthorized. This is all about forced inoculation. It's all about federal grants for blood draws without warrants all over the country. It all ties in. This is their ultimate revolution.
And you publicly predicted this many times, that this is exactly what would be going on at public sporting events. What else is in...
But to be clear, I did not predict it. Again, it's always been their plan, and so this is why they don't care if it's making everybody mad and the country's on the edge of revolution, and 90%+ of people are angry about it in every poll. They've got to do this to break our will ahead of the martial law. They've got to train the general public to be treated like criminals, to have home inspection by the fake environmentalists, to be pulled over on the side of the highway and have everybody to frisk you and touch your body and even take blood. It is about a total transformation into an authoritarian system. So to answer your question of a minute ago, the people aren't going to put up with this. They're angry. But they've got to train the enforcers, the TSA, and this is the key, TSA certified security. That's why a federal judge ruled 3 months ago, oh, yes, you need to have security at this prom in Santa Fe, And so you've got to have TSA come in and train the people, because when they wave a magic federal wand, now they're allowed to go down your daughter's pants or grab her breast. So it is outside of law. It is a total and complete power grab, and everyone must understand that if they can make 16 million people go through this every year at the sports stadium, that will condition, that will show the media, that will show the public. It's meant to normalize it and acclimate it. It's a color of law, totally illegal, power grab. Now suddenly cops are routinely groping people, saying, well, I don't need a warrant anymore. It's just possession is nine-tenths of the law. They are practicing this. They are doing it by just adverse possession. They are seizing this. They are doing it as tyrannical brutes. And I want to get Bob Chapman's take on this, because I know he's scheduled to be on. But we must, all of us must hold the line here, just like we did boycotting Gillette when they were going to put tracker RFID in all their products. We backed them off, and then hundreds of other companies didn't do it 6 years ago. Everyone must write the NFL and the commissioner, but also call into talk radio sports shows and say, we're not going to have America's, quote, pastime, this religious thing they turned it into, become a religion of having our rights violated. We are not going to go to football, but more importantly, because most folks can't afford the tickets to begin with, we are not going to watch football, and we are going to contact the sponsors that are sponsoring football and let them know the power of one letter or email. They see that as 1,000 people by email, 10,000 if it's a personal handwritten letter. A phone call is seen as over 1,000 people. Everyone, I'm going to organize this next week. We're going to have another contest to put out videos to expose what the NFL has turned into. They always use it as an end cap, a demonstration system to sell total tyranny and corruption. This is America with the New World Order Hydra trying to pull us beneath the waves, trying to strangle our republic, trying to break our will, and trying to say, you want access into the planes or the NFL, you got to do this. And they've stated, they've already bought the huge mobile trucks to set it up on the side of the highway. People say, well, I just won't fly. Well, they're going to get you at the sports stadium and the mall and on the highway. You cannot get away from this. You must face it down head on, just like the Nazis and the Soviets. Mike, thank you so much for what you're doing. I have no future. My children have no future. If it wasn't for people like you, we've got a fighting chance. Please, today, contact the NFL and let them know. I mean, we have to watch Janet Napolitano, Mr. Napolitano. We have to watch him get up there and lecture us at every Super Bowl about how it's about the government, and the government has telescreens at 9,000 locations in Walmart saying don't trust anybody but the government. That's because they're the terrorists. And I've had it with all of them. Recognize this is the attempted tyrannical takeover of America ahead of the full financial collapse and staged terror. This is a red alert, total emergency. I want to get your take on this. And Mike Adams, but I'm going to shoot a special video report right now. Rob Dew is sitting here with me right here over at my parents' house where we're having this birthday party. And I'm going to shoot this report, and it's going to go up tonight at PrisonPlanet.tv, and we're going to post it on the website tomorrow. I want everybody to get this out to everyone you know. Dew, do you agree with the statements I've made?
Totally.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, say there's Dew right. The Dew, does this make you angry?
It really pisses me off. I can't afford to go to the games anyway, but this sounds like a good man on the street, watching the people in line, saying, how do you feel being groped up? What do you think about that?
Absolutely. All right, listen, Health Ranger, I know you got the one, the only Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster waiting in the wings. I'm Alex Jones, over and out. I'll see you tonight.
All right, thank you, Alex. Thanks for chiming in, especially on a personal day. It's so difficult to get personal time off when you are fighting for freedom on the front lines, as Alex does every single day. And Bob Chapman is waiting. I apologize to him, but he'll join us right after this break as we continue here on the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, thanks for joining us today on this Friday, this Freedom Friday, we might call it. This is The Alex Jones Show. I'm the fill-in host, Mike Adams, sometimes known as the Health Ranger. And thank you for joining us. Thank you for listening. And I want to thank Alex for just calling in and giving us a really powerful segment on the NFL boycott. And just to quickly repeat what he said, and by the way, I apologize to Bob Chapman, who is on hold. Bob will bring you in just a second. But the NFL boycott is on. So check out the articles on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And all next week, Alex is going to be hammering this issue home and working with your help to get the NFL to overturn this latest example of government intrusion and total tyranny into the privacy of our physical bodies. It's getting crazy out there. Yes, it's happening. Now they're coming after us at the football games. Bob Chapman joins us now, and I know, Bob, Alex wanted to ask your opinion on these events. Thank you for holding. I'm sorry to make you wait. And, Bob, I'm a great fan of yours. I listen to you on The Alex Jones Show. So good to be with you today.
Well, thank you very much, and it's good to be here, and I don't mind waiting at all because it teaches me things, and I want to learn things every day, even at this advanced stage of life.
Well, what's your take on the NFL pat-down situation now and what this means for liberty in America?
Well, I think the most important thing is getting the message out. And second of all, what I would do, let's say I was a ticket holder for the season, I would call them up and say, if you have that happen, if you allow that to happen, I will be there with all my tickets on Monday morning, and you can give me my money back. And I don't care if I ever go to a football game again.
Yeah, very, very good advice.
I think that'll get to them because the revenue that they'd have to give up back is enormous. They would bankrupt every NFL team.
Well, let me pose the same question to you that I posed to Alex when he called in. And by the way, just to remind listeners, Bob Chapman is from the International Forecaster. .com, so be sure to check out that website as always. But Bob, do you think that NFL fans will go along with this by and large, or do you think we're now looking at a new wave of people standing up and saying, enough is enough, let's stop this here?
It's hard to say. You won't know until you get there, but we got to tell them that's what they got to do. But they really shouldn't attend. Let them play to an empty stadium and take your tickets in and get demand your money back. Because you're not going to be groped by a strange group of people sent from the government.
Trained by the government in special physical and verbal interrogation techniques. In fact, this ought to be interesting. Kind of makes you wonder, how large is government going to get if they keep having to send tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of agents across the country to search people under different contexts? I mean, what does this mean about the growth of the dangerous growth of government, Bob?
Well, actually, it goes to, I would say, around 1936, 37 in Germany. And for those of you who were not aware of it, you know who Adolf Hitler is, I'm sure. But just recently, we had legislation which was passed by the House and the Senate, and it was for the extension of debt. But within that context, they said that they had to reduce the amount of money in the budget that was going to be used. And at the same time, S&P came in and said, well, we're going to lower your rating because you're not cutting enough. And if by November you haven't cut Medicare and Social Security substantially, then we're going to lower your rating again. And, of course, Standard & Poor's is controlled by the banks and the brokerage firms on Wall Street. I know.
Yeah, yeah.
I was there for 30 years. And the other thing that they did, which pertains to this, is that they formed a committee of 12 that were going to do this cutting or increasing in taxation, whatever they were going to do. And they have every intention of keeping this committee in its place, and it's unconstitutional.
Yeah, the Super Congress.
Because when they come up with the information that they do in a law, they send it to the House and the Senate,
Bob, stay with us. Sorry to interrupt. We got to go to a break here. Stay with us. We're going to return here after the break on the Alex Jones Show with Bob Chapman, the international forecaster, to discuss more about U.S. debt and the financial catastrophe across the EU happening today. Stay with us. Okay, folks, we are back here on the Alex Jones Show. Alex has the day off, but he managed to call in because, you know, that guy never stops working. One of the reasons I admire what he does, he's always getting the job done for freedom. And another individual who's also working very hard on the front lines of freedom is, of course, Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. And Bob and I were just chatting off air about some of the things that we want to cover. Bob, you talked about the overreaction of the government, the Super Congress, and even the Enabling Act. Can you get into all that? We got a lot of territory to cover here.
It only takes a second. And so what the this Super Congress, as it's called, can do is put together the law, and they send it to the House and Senate, and they cannot debate it, they can't amend it, they can't filibuster it, they vote up or down, and that's the end of it. So what this has done is take the House and the Senate out of the context. They don't do anything. They just stand there as rubber stamps, like zombies. And so the reason I brought this up is a parallel example of this TSA thing with groping people. Only here, they're groping your freedom, because this whole thing is modeled after the 1933 Enabling Act with the National Socialist Party in Germany passed, which made Adolf Hitler a dictator. And with this panel, these 12 people, that's exactly what they intend to do. So we're going to have a dictator in a few years because we've allowed that kind of thing to go on in our government.
Now, can you explain
true?
This council of the Super Congress, how does this make the dictator even more powerful? Is it because these selected members of Congress are selected by the president or influenced by the president? How exactly does that work?
Well, the two parties put up the 6 and 6 each, and from the House and the Senate. And, of course, they're people who will lay down for anything.
Yeah.
And the president just says, okay, this is what you're going to do. And they go to the Congress and say, here's the bill. Either defeat it or pass it. And 90% of the people in Congress are paid off, so they do what they're told. Otherwise, they don't get reelected.
Sure.
And so all the garbage in the world can get passed. And let's say that the president said, I want to collect everybody's guns. So they'll put a bill together, and they'll send it to the House and the Senate. And these meatheads will vote for it. And so they go around and they'll kick everybody's door down and take their weapons.
That's all it takes. Aren't there many examples of this in human history of legislators? For example, in the Roman Empire, the Roman Senate eventually became corrupted and just sort of rubber stamped the dictatorship aims of the leaders.
That's correct. And almost every civilization, every dictatorial government has had the same problem and has ended up the same way. Not all of them, but most of them. And it's an evolutionary process of pure evil and not caring about people at all, as long as whoever was in power got their way. I mean, you know, in the latter stages in Rome, in the 300s and the 400s, as soon as they had disruption, they had somebody come out and say, well, I'm going to buy the army so I can be dictator, which they did.
Yeah.
And then they'd go off, you know, the outskirts of Rome and fight off the barbarians, and sooner or later the mercenaries, which is most of the Roman army at that time, said was, well, we don't want to do this anymore. I'm going home to Gaul or wherever they came from. And that's the way it's going to end up.
But what's so frustrating I'm sorry, go ahead.
If America does not elect Ron Paul and people like him in the next election, that's what they can expect. But these people are preempting that in TSA and in government in relation to the Super Congress. Same kind of overriding, overbearing, we're going to do what we want to do, even though it's unconstitutional, and we don't care. There is no constitution.
Right. That's what is so frustrating about this is that it seems like U.S. government is now on a track to tyranny. They're following a blueprint that other civilizations or other nations have followed on the road to tyranny. This is happening right in front of our eyes. The things that you have warned listeners about are coming true. The things that Alex has warned about are all coming true. Even Alex says they openly admit what they're trying to do. It's like a recipe book, a playbook, and they're just following it step by step. And yet most of the people out there are completely asleep at the wheel. They don't understand what's happening. They don't understand why the Super Congress is such a threat to their freedoms. Do you think, Bob, that this is about to shift? Are we going to have a reawakening, a resurgence of freedom in America, or are we doomed to go down this path of tyranny a lot farther until things finally turn around?
Well, I think it's up to the American public, and there's no better place to start than at the NFL football stadiums. And if people say, no, I'm not going to go, give me my money back, all the teams are going to go out of business, all the players are going to be out of a job, and everybody's going to be mad at the government. And if they try it at railway stations, well, people will stop traveling unless they absolutely have to. I mean, I won't get on a plane just like Jesse Ventura won't. I'm on every S list in the world. In fact, I don't even live in the United States because I think if I lived there, they'd kill me.
Yeah.
And I'm not used to suicide.
Right. Well, I don't fly either for the same reasons. I think, gosh, if the TSA saw me in an airport, they'd probably plant cocaine in my bag and steal my iPad and still grope me just for their own amusement. So I stay away from airports for that reason. But, you know, why is it, Bob, that mainstream public, and look, the NFL, the people that go to these football games, sports fans, they perhaps don't realize that there was also something in the Roman Empire called bread and circuses, right? That sports were all a form of distraction so that you don't think about the really important things that are happening around you. I mean, are these the people that can stand up? I hope they are, but I'm not sure yet.
I don't know. We're going to find out, but we got to tell them, all of them who are listening, tell the NFL, if that's what they're going to do at the stadiums, I'm coming in with my tickets and I want my money back. And that's strong motivation for them to call the White House and say, hey, there is not going to be an NFL. And if you try it with the NBA, you get the same thing. And the hockey league, and so on.
There you go. Yeah, that's the answer. You want to shift gears?
You know, we don't have to have sports. We don't have to have sports. It's entertainment. I mean, I play professional sports. I know what it's all about.
Yeah. I don't even have time to watch sports, so I wouldn't have seen this news if it wasn't on InfoWars. I mean, I don't know what your personal viewing habits are on sports, but I don't even... Look, I'm so busy fighting for freedom and exposing the FDA and exposing vaccine dangers and so on that I don't even have a spare minute to look at sports. But I hope that those who do are going to pay attention to this. Bob, can you comment on now, as we shift gears to the European Union, the financial catastrophe that is mounting there and the massive financial fallout that lays ahead of us here as the dominoes start to fall?
Well, Mr. Geithner, who is a Treasury Secretary, just went to Warsaw to the conference that they have there. And yesterday, the United States and Japan and Great Britain, which is broke, and Switzerland, which just devalued their currencies for the first time ever. And you should see the letters we're getting about people pulling all their assets out of Switzerland and Swiss francs. People are infuriated, and they shouldn't have done it, and they didn't have to do it. But anyway, they were told to do it, and they do what they're told by the Illuminists behind the scenes. So what they decided to do was contribute money, loan money, on a 45-day basis, not giving the total, but I'm told it's over $1 trillion, to European financial sectors such as banks and also the the central banks of other countries, like Germany, etc. And in addition to that, what they didn't tell you is they're going to do another currency swap for $500 billion. And that's when several countries get together and they digitally tell you, you have X amount of Swiss francs, and you're going to give us X amount of dollars. And the reason for that is that they want to be able to use the dollars in commerce, because what's happening is everybody is pulling their money out of the banks in Europe, particularly dollar deposits. And there's a run on the banks in Europe right now, just like we had 3 years ago in the credit crisis, and the Fed again came to the rescue and provided trillions of dollars secretly.
Right, right.
And didn't tell us about it. The GAO under the Dodd-Frank Act audited them. The audit's not finished. And they said that the Fed lent $16.1 trillion. What is a colossal sum of money. And when they were doing it, I knew it. And in my publication, I said, the figure is 13.8. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry. I missed it by a few trillion. But the point is this. I called it, and it was out of control, but even more than I thought it was. And so this is a stopgap method of trying to save the Eurozone, which is 17 of the 27 countries, and being able to kick the can down the road, oh, probably for 45 days.
Well, let me ask you about the timing on this,
Bob. 2 or 3 months, and that's it. They're going to have to do it over and over again, or the whole thing's going to collapse. So they're not fooling anybody.
Bob, what's your assessment of the timing on this? Sorry to interrupt you there, but how long do we have before the real fallout begins across Europe for this? You said kicking a can down the road 45 days or so. But also, the question is, when do we feel the European financial catastrophe in the United States? Is it immediate? Is there a lag time? I mean, why should listeners in the U.S. today be so concerned, and rightly concerned, with the analysis that you are offering about Europe and the timing there? Why does it matter here in the U.S.?
Well, it looks like they're going to buy 2 or 3 months here, and so it's not going to be that quickly. And what about Greece? Well, that'll depend upon what the German Bundestag does, and which is the House of Representatives, and that will be on the 29th. And if they don't pass the loan approval from the Bundesbank to the European Central Bank, then there won't be a deal. And that means the U.S. will have to step in again via the Federal Reserve and help the European Central Bank come up with the funds to lend them. Now, it's illegal for them to lend them, but nobody's making an issue out of it because they don't have that authority. They can't create money and credit, even though they do illegally. You see, there's no rules anymore.
Right. Well, we see that everywhere.
As far as the United States concerned, the major banks in New York, of which there's five, they have insured the debt of Greece for the banks in Europe in part of what they bought. And it's about $150 billion. They say it's 75, but it's double that. And because they lie about everything. And we can't tell because we can't see their books. And also, the money market funds, pension funds, have been buying Greek and other paper to get the yield. The yield's over 100%. And so
incredible.
They're taking the risk. Well, if they're offside, you get another $150 billion more. And so you're offside $300 billion and maybe more. And that's going to affect the lending institutions in the United States, which then means that the Federal Reserve will have to give them more money again. Now, what's the flip side of all this? It's very, very, very inflationary. And what instruments profit by inflation? Gold, silver, and commodities, and that's it.
Yeah, where is gold today, Bob? I haven't been tracking it this week. What's it up to?
Well, I track it while I'm talking to you. We're dealing with the outside month, which is December, in both gold and silver. And gold is up 32.60, and silver's up 129, a bit off their highs on the day. And I said yesterday morning on my shows that I'm on, I do lots of them, that this was the turning point again. And I think that's the third time in a row I picked it within like 3 or 4 weeks. And we're going to run right back up again. And this time they used, as they did before, the derivatives, options, and futures. But this time they also had some of the central banks in Europe leasing gold to gold bullion banks like J.P. Morgan Chase. How much? I don't know. The structure, I don't know.
why would they be leasing gold to J.P. Morgan so that J.P. Morgan can cover its obligations in physical gold?
That could be. But more importantly, what Morgan normally does is immediately sells the gold into the market. And when they go to pay the lender back, let's say it's Portugal, when they go to pay him back, they pay him in dollars. But Portugal still has the gold on their books as if they still had it, and that's approved by the IMF. So the whole thing is a scam. But what they were doing, I think, was lending gold into the market, which is tantamount to gold sales.
Right, okay. Now, by the way, we're coming up on a break here in about a minute, and we're going to continue with you, Bob, here on the show. I want to ask you, perhaps this is not the realm you normally comment on, but I really value your assessment and your opinion. I want to ask you about Al Gore and how now even environmental groups are now saying that Al Gore is so polarizing that perhaps he is harming the global warming industry, you might say, or the whole advocacy of that theory. So I'd like to ask your opinion about Al Gore. We've got about a minute if you want to get into that, and then we'll continue on the other side. Go ahead, Bob.
Arm & Hammer was the person who really financed Al Gore's father. And after he died, the Russians said that he was a communist spy starting in 1923. I knew Arm & Hammer, and I knew he was a communist all those years, and so was Al Gore's father and Al Gore. Now, today, in our realm today, there's so many different kinds of socialism.
All right, we gotta go to break here. Stay with us, though, Bob. Sorry to interrupt you. Stay with us. We'll be back with Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster with continued comments on Al Gore and the global warming movement, which is now perhaps rejecting Al Gore. This is the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us.
You look like an angel.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show on this wonderful Freedom Friday, I call it. Of course, freedom is under assault Friday and every day in America, it seems. Now we've got this story about Big Sis ordered NFL grope downs. This is now a story posted on Infowars.com by Paul Joseph Watson. Alex himself already called in and chimed in on this issue and warned us that we've got to rise up and resist this. We've got to call the NFL. We've got to call the team franchises. We've got to go. Bob Chapman suggested we go and ask for a refund on our football tickets, so that we do not provide any financial support for the NFL if it's going to go along with Big Sis, Napolitano, and its homeland security touch my junk agenda. Not something that we want to be given into. Now, Bob Chapman continues with us in this segment. I want to mention, if you'd like a free copy of the International Forecaster, his publication, just call 1-800-686-2237. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237. And Bob, before the break, I wanted to chat with you about Al Gore and how he's becoming a nuisance of sorts to the environmental movement itself. Now, I've always thought, gee, Al Gore Well, I know he's a fake environmentalist because he won't speak out against GMOs, which is a huge environmental issue. But now even, I guess, some of his own friends are saying he's not the right guy to lead their march of fraud. I don't know. What continue with that, Bob. Where do you think this is going?
Well, I think he's torn between the power trip and the fact that he's filthy rich. And he's also part of this carbon trading operation. He owns part of it. And so that'll bring him income, if it continues, ad infinitum. This carbon is nothing but a way to tax people. And I did a lot of radio work on that 2 to 3 years ago and helped expose what they were up to in this carbon scam that they've got going. But Al Gore is passé. He's been proven to be a liar, essentially, and many other people who are hooked up with the movement, particularly people who are connected to government or the Council on Foreign Relations or the Trilateral Commission of the Bilderberger Group. And, in fact, the man who calls himself President of the United States either has or is in the process of going to Australia to help the PM there, who's the lady, and to try to get the people to accept carbon taxes. And, you know, what is he doing that? I mean, there's more important things here in America.
Well, exactly.
The point is that he and others have crippled that whole movement, and it's lost its validity, and I don't think they're going to get it back. They continue to pursue it because carbon taxes are the way that they want to tax everybody in the world. It's very important to them. They've been working on it for 30 years.
Here are words from The Guardian itself, environment blog, where these are folks in the environmental movement saying Al Gore is a hugely polarizing figure, particularly in his homeland. That's an interesting term there to use. Whatever he does or says, no matter how cogent or sensible, they claim, will attract scorn and derision, they say, from those who just can't see past the man. Well, I think we see right through the man, actually. I think we know exactly what he's up to. But Bob,
I think if you really want to find out, why don't you consult with his ex-wife? I'm sure she's got plenty to say.
Yeah, Bob, I want to thank you for joining us. We are out of time. Thank you so much. And folks, check out theinternationalforecaster.com to see more from Bob Chapman. Also, in the fourth hour today, we're going to be running, broadcasting the Overdrive from prisonplanet.tv, the Snitch Act, arsenic and apple juice, Britain's in support of Al-Qaeda, much more. Broadcast begins right now. Thank you for joining us. Take care.